The tired, sodden travelers rode into the old Indian town of Venango at the mouth of Rivière Le Bœuf. 21-year-old George Washington had never traveled this deep into the wilds. He had now ridden nearly 500 miles from the elegant plantations of coastal Virginia, over the crest of the Appalachians, far into the Ohio Valley wilderness, a great forest in America's interior approximately the size of Spain. Smoke plumed from bark-covered longhouses and hung low in the damp, rainy air. It was early December 1753. A deep chill wrapped the forest clearing. Children and scrawny dogs ran on muddy paths. The arrival of the little caravan, the tall young stranger who carried himself with a proud bearing, the shaggy frontiersman guide, the French-speaking interpreter, the hired men handling the pack horses, the three Indian chiefs, brought out onlookers as word spread among the longhouses. The youthful white planter from the distant Atlantic coast of British America self-consciously rode through the native village, anxious to carry out this crucial step in his first mission for Virginia's Governor Dinwiddie, to deliver a message to the French commandant somewhere in the Ohio wilderness. A stouter log cabin squatted amid the bark longhouses, a geometric cube intruding on an organic world. The French flag draped limply from a pole. The cabin had served as the trading post of British subject John Fraser until the French had recently evicted him. This, too, informed Washington's mission. To learn why the French had so boldly removed British colonist and trader Fraser from the Indian village of Venango and occupied his post. Washington headed directly for the former trading post, now under the French flag, accompanied by his frontiersman guide, Christopher Gist, and his interpreter for French, Jacob Van Bram. Three French military officers received him with formal introductions and polite respect. Captain Philippe Thomas Jonquière stepped forward as the ranking officer. Son of a French trader and Seneca mother, 46-year-old Captain Jonquière had lived in the interior wilds since the age of 11. Known to the Indians as Nitachinon, he had great influence among the tribes of the region, moving easily between the two worlds and working diplomatically to ally them to the French. Amid the fluid French graciousness, Washington abruptly asked, who was the commander of French forces in the Ohio Valley? Captain Jonquière politely replied that while he had command of the Ohio, another officer, Saint-Pierre, ranked higher. Washington should deliver to Saint-Pierre the letter from the governor of Virginia that he carried in his satchel. He could be found at the headwaters of Rivière Le Bœuf, River of the Buffalo, where the French had recently erected a fortification. How far away? Several days' ride, he was told. The veteran Captain Jonquière had more or less brushed Washington off. Anticipating a formal encounter after his long journey into the Ohio wilderness, Washington may have felt belittled by Jonquière's dismissal. He surely felt intimidated by the wilderness veteran and military officer 25 years his senior, and perhaps angered that he wasn't being taken seriously enough. George Washington at 21 was a very different Washington from the one we know and hold sacred, different from the stately commander of the Continental Army, the selfless first president, the unblemished father of our country gazing off into posterity. This is not the Washington possessed of nearly superhuman virtue, who, given the chance to consolidate power and rule indefinitely over the just-born nation, willingly stepped down and returned to a quiet life on his Virginia plantation. Rather, this is the young Washington. But not the Washington of the cherry tree bedtime story. This young Washington is ambitious, temperamental, vain, thin-skinned, petulant, awkward, demanding, stubborn, annoying, hasty, passionate. This Washington has not yet learned to cultivate his image or contain his emotions. Here, instead, is a raw young man struggling toward maturity and in love with a close friend's wife. This is the Washington of emotional neediness, personal ambition, and mistakes. Many mistakes.